AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is suggesting negotiating a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hezbollah could be easier than a deal between Israel and Hamas.
It ends the conflict. In other words, it stops the back and forth. We think that there's a possibility of working for a ceasefire in Lebanon, and it's going to be harder in Gaza, but we agree that there has to be an outcome. What happens the day after?
Hamas has confirmed its leader, Yahya Sinwar, was killed by Israeli forces in Gaza. There are no signs from Israel or Hamas that they're even close to an agreement. Eyal Calderon's cousin is a hostage. He's worried about what could happen next.
We don't know who will get punished from this elimination. We don't know what terrorist will revenge his death with something that he will do to the hostages.
The number of people casting ballots on the first day of early in-person voting in presidential battleground North Carolina exceeded the first day total 4 years ago, even as Hurricane Helene recovery continues in the mountains in western North Carolina. All charges have been dismissed against a deaf black man who was repeatedly punched and shocked by a taser by Phoenix police officers responding to a call a man had committed an assault at a convenience store. The Fish and Wildlife Service proposed an expansion of the Okefenokee Swamp's vast wildlife refuge in Georgia, which could lead to a buyout offer for land intended for a private company's mining project that conservationists have fought for years. Democrats in the House Oversight Committee released a report saying judges seeking appointments to the federal bench, wealthy Republicans hoping for ambassadorships, criminals who wanted pardons were among the big spenders at Donald Trump's Washington hotel while he was president. This is AP News. The AP's Jennifer King reports the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is investigating Tesla's full self-driving system.
After multiple crashes and low visibility conditions, the probe could affect 2.4 million vehicles from 2016 onward. Government documents say the agency opened the investigation on Thursday after the company reported four crashes. In one, a pedestrian was killed. Sun glare, fog, and airborne dust can obscure details on the road. Investigators are looking into the system's ability to detect and respond appropriately and contributing circumstances, like weather updates affected the system's performance. Tesla has had to recall the system before, in part because it was disobeying stop signs and traffic laws. Last week, the company unveiled a fully autonomous robo-taxi with no steering wheels or pedals. CEO Elon Musk has projected that autonomous vehicles will be available by next year and the robo-taxis in 2026. Jennifer King, Washington.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.